It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Thought about you all weekend. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll soon be able to see my friend. And there you are. Here we meet. And what do you think that was that I brought in the door? I had never seen one before. Can you guess what it might be? Sort of looks like a hat, doesn't it? Well, it's not a hat. No? Doesn't go like that. I think maybe it could spin around. Well, it's something that Mr. McFeely gave me, and he said if I would put a glass over top, it would be a perfect thing to feed the feathery friends. Mm-hmm. That's what he's going to bring. So let's get a glass and see if it works. He said fill the glass with water and put this on top like that and then turn it over. And out will come the water. There comes the water down at the bottom. But just enough will stay in for the feathery friends to eat. See? And when they drink in there and drink some of the water, then the water will go down, down, down. And when it's all down, then you put more water in. Mm-hmm. Is that a good feeder? All right. Feathery friends. Do you know what feathery friends will be? Well, that's what Mr. McFeely's going to bring. And this is some food for them. This is what they'll eat. And the water's what they'll drink. And this is where the food goes. Right in here. Have you ever seen little chickens and little ducklings? That's what he's going to bring by for us to see today. Yeah, that's fine. Well, first, we should feed the fish, though. Sure. Fish? We need to take care of you, too. There. Fish live under the water. Mm-hmm. Sometimes ducklings and chickens like to step in the water, but they don't live underneath all the time. Now let's go to the porch and wait for Mr. McFeely to come. We've got the water to drink and the food to eat. Take care of our friends here. There. Why, there's Mr. McFeely down there now.
Ah, here comes the food. Here
yes,
comes the food.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
You
brought them.
There they are, right here, some ducklings and some chickens.
Oh, good. Here's the food and the drink.
Take water for you. Here you are, ducklings and chickens.
Would you like something to eat and drink?
Step right up here, folks. There you go.
Oh, look.
They must be hungry today.
Mm-hmm. That one's thirsty. They're different, aren't they?
They certainly are. The ducks are called Pekin ducks.
Pekin.
Right.
Come here, Pekin duck. Look at his duck bill.
And his webbed feet.
Yes. Can you see his bill there? There it is. What a long bill you have. There. What's this? A chicken.
That's a leghorn chicken, Mr. Rogers. And notice, the chicken's beak's a little smaller.
Yeah, it surely is.
Leghorn chickens produce a lot of eggs.
Oh, is this the kind that'll grow up and make eggs?
Right.
You're a good egg lady. There you go.
There's a different one down here, a little darker one. These are Cornish chickens, Cornish hens.
This is another kind of chicken. See, its beak is different from the duckling's bill, isn't it?
And their feet are different too, Mr. Roger. You see how the web feet? Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
There you have some more food there.
Excuse me just a minute. I'd like to say hello to you.
Oop.
Too hungry to stay in my hand.
You know, the food is called chicken starter, Mr. Rogers.
Starter?
Starter. Mm-hmm. You start the young chickens on this fine food. You notice how fine it is? Mm-hmm. So they can eat it more quickly.
And then after a while, they eat something different, do they?
A little larger food. They drink a lot of water, though. You're always supposed to keep a lot of water and a lot of food for young chickens and young ducklings.
Mm. I'd like to ask you which is a duckling and which is a chicken when I pick it up, all right? Now, is that a duckling or a chicken? Duckling. Okay. Now, is this a duckling or a chicken? Good. Chicken. Now, is this one a duckling or a chicken? A flying kind of a chicken, isn't it? They certainly are growing, aren't they, Mr. McKenna?
They certainly are growing, Mr. Rogers, and they're growing, and I have to be going. I have a busy day today, so what I'll do is just leave these right here, and I'll come back later on today for them, all righty?
Fine, thank you, Mr.
You have a lot of food there for them, and just feed them if they get hungry, all righty?
I will.
And I thank you, and a good day to you, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Thanks for bringing them by, Mr. McFeely. You're growing, too. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are longer now. You even sense your insides grow. When mom and dad refuse you, so you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out, Mr. Duck. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out, yes you are. You're growing, all about. And I like the way you're growing too. Mm-hmm. Should we look into make-believe? How about you, little ducklings and peeps? Yeah, they all go peep, 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 peep. Whether they're ducklings or chickens. Mm-hmm. Peep, peep, peep. Mm-hmm. You know how we could look into make-believe with our pretend telescope, don't you? Make a circle with this hand, a circle with this hand, and put them together and look into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Here it comes now.
Hey, Trolley. How you doing there, boy? Good to see you. How about playing a little ball with me while I'm waiting around for Robert Troll, all right? Okay, there's the ball. Look out, catch it. Oh, you got it, Trolley? Don't drop it now. Don't be butterfingers. Look out, Trolley. Okay, fetch it on back. Fetch it here, Trolley. Woo! Thank you, Trolley. Thank you a lot, boy. You're going to be a good ball player. Maybe we'll get you in the series there, eh? Get you way out there in left field. Get my arm loosened up here, because I know when Robert Troll comes around, I want to be in good shape, get my windmill ball going. Yeah, whoop, there, up there, there, there. That's it now. Robert Troll, you're here. Okay, we're going to get ready to play some ball, boy. Look, I'm going to give you a knuckleball. This is a very special one. Here it comes, Robert Troll. Hey, catch it, atta boy, fire it on in, fire it on in. Strike one, Robert Troll. Good boy, here we go again. Yeah, look out, it's a high one. That's it, fire it in. That's strike two, Robert Troll. Let's try it one more. Now, come on. Let's get the spirit up. Let's get that ball-playing spirit. It's not the way you play the game. It's... Robert Troll, I thought you liked to play fetch ball. What's the matter, boy? Now, what does that mean?
It is getting Saturday, but I got it.
Sarah Saturday?
You can say, where is Sarah Saturday? Get bought about the King Friday. We got Saturday night, but I'm just saying you don't call it up, I said.
Well, now, Sarah Saturday and King Friday, they're going to be back right there in that castle real shortly. They're just away in their honeymoon, but I really thought that you'd feel good about playing ball with me.
Yeah, we can send out, but I bought it. Can send out a lot more to have same room with Sarah Saturday.
Hello, dears. Hello.
Look, who's there? It's Lady Elaine. Why, hello there, Lady Elaine.
Hello there. How's tricks?
Sure good to see you. Where you come from?
Oh, nowhere. I've been here. What are you men doing?
Well, we're just playing a little ball here.
A little ball? Oh,
yeah, a little
I
fetch
love ball.
Ball.
I love fetch ball.
Do you?
Yeah, throw it to me once.
All right, Lady Elaine. Watch out. This is a curve ball now. This is special.
Okay,
all right.
Well, I'll watch the curve.
Here we go.
And wait for it. There
yeah,
you go.
That's it. There. Good catch there,
here
Lady
you go,
Elaine.
Mr. Anybody?
Okay, here we go again. Watch it, Robert Troll. Here. I'm going to slip a good one on her. This time
I'm ready
a
to
slow
catch
ball.
It. Ready to catch it.
Look out!
Here we go. Whee! I dropped it. Can
I
you get it
I told you
again?
That'd get you.
It
I told you. Gets
sure
him every
did.
Time. Every time. Nobody can get that one.
Okay,
okay,
try
here
one
comes
again.
Another one now. Whoa!
Whee! Got it!
You got that one,
yippee!
Though.
Boy, here it comes, Mr. Anybody.
All
boom.
Right, the famous triple play. Yeah, Lady Elaine Fairchild Troll. To
here
anybody.
You
here
go.
We go.
Whee!
Beautiful.
There it is. How about you, Robert
ball
Troll?
Player.
Let's send one for Robert Troll. Have him fetch it. Are you all set, Robert Troll? And here it goes. Whee! Over it goes there. What's wrong with him?
I don't know, Lady Elaine. He said something about Sarah Saturday.
Well, what about her?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think he kind of misses her, Lady.
Well, I'm here.
Well, I know you're here, and I'm here, too, and we're both a lot of fun to play with,
sure,
aren't we?
Sure we are. Here we are.
But it doesn't seem to make much difference to him, you see, because, well, Sarah Saturday is his very special friend, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, I know, but now he can get some other friends. What's keeping him so long anyway? I just threw it over there a little bit.
Tell you what, maybe I better go and help him fetch it, all right?
Yeah, why don't you?
Would you stay and we can play some more ball?
Yeah, sure will.
Maybe we could get him to smile a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'll go look, too.
Okay.
Come along.
All right.
I'm looking for a ball. I'm looking for a ball. I'm looking for a ball. Can you find
it? Did you find it?
Oh, we can stop out of Lady Lane. You can sit over top of it. I can't find it. We'll be sinking up.
Well, I just threw it for you. I mean, it just went sort of over that way, and you couldn't even fetch it, huh?
It does seem kind of funny. Things like this just don't disappear, do they?
No, they don't. But I think we should start looking for it after all.
Well, that's what we've been doing, Lady Elaine, all along. We're looking for a ball. We're looking for a ball.
We're looking for a ball
to have some fun.
Looking for a ball.
Looking for a ball.
High and low, high and low.
Low and high.
High and low, high and low. High and low.
Does this ball belong to anyone here?
Yes, it's Robert Troll's, and why did you take it?
Madam, I did not take it. I found it.
And who are you to be finding things in this neighborhood?
Well, I've never had anything happen.
I know you've seen Dr. Ball. Robert Troll is there for Saturday.
Why, so you are. Hey, well, good for you. And where is Sarah Saturday?
We can stand up with her, Sarah Saturday. We can walk by.
Oh, she's not here.
No.
Why, I thought she was coming here to live.
Oh, she is, sir. Sarah Saturday does live here, but...
Well,
King Friday and Sarah Saturday got married and they've gone away on their honeymoon just for a while.
Honeymoon?
Yeah.
Bill, wonderful. Wonderful, great.
Yes, it is wonderful, but I think it's not too wonderful to Robert Troll here, sir. You see, he kind of misses her an awful lot.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes.
Well.
Give me a second, Dr. Bill. I got a present to Mr. Anybody.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, well, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
I'm sorry, you can drop it to Lady Elaine. You can buy it for ladies first. I can buy it outside to Lady Elaine over here.
Hello,
Dr.
Bill.
Oh, how do you do? I'm happy to meet you, too.
Yes,
well, now I need some help right away, and a troll can help me the best, I believe.
I can be certain. What do you want done again? Buy it for him, Dr. Bill?
Aye, that's correct. I'm looking for a place to live.
Ah. Oh. Well, I guess
you mean you're planning to come and live in this neighborhood?
Why, that's right. And people do, don't they?
Sure, people live here, but we don't even know what you are.
Well, I'm a veterinarian, just like Dr. Frog.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Dr. Frog told me you might be needing a veterinarian here in the land of make-believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we need a doctor here, too, very much.
Yeah, Robert Troll seems to be... Well, but Dr. Frog was a frog, and Robert Troll is a troll, and Mr. Anybody is a man. But just what are you?
Why, don't you know?
Well, you look like a beaver, and you look like a duck, and you look like lots of things. Just a minute. I think maybe I'll look closer.
Ugh.
Boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang.
Oh, what's the meaning of this?
Just a little examination, dear. A little examination. Boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang.
Well, Well, I never in all my training had such a thing.
Well, I just thought I might be able to tell what you were upside down.
Well, that's rather upsetting, you know.
I know, but I'm sorry. I still don't know what you are. Are you some kind of make-believe animal or something?
Well, you remember what our kind of animal is called, don't you, Robert Troll?
Oh, I guess that about how I can tell about Vonshi, but as a duck-billed platypus and get Vonshi to get it for this inner one.
Duck-billed platypus.
I am, sir. That's correct.
I have always wanted to meet a duck-billed platypus.
Well, I've seen pictures of your kind in books. Duck-billed platypus.
Well, I'm a real one, and I have a real name, and I am a real animal doctor, and I'd like to look for a home nearby.
Well, what is your real name, dear?
My real full name is Dr. William Duckbill Bagpipe Platypus the Fourth.
That's a long name, isn't it?
It sure is. A mouthful.
Well, of course it is a long name, but most people just simply call me Dr. Bill.
Yes, I guess part of a sinner with long fingers and ankles, a weakness in him, Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill.
Hey, and where was it the Frog family lived?
Oh, just over here, sir.
Yes, over at the pond there.
I see, yes. Dr. Frog thought we might like to look at their old place.
Well, sure, I can take you over there. I'll take you over there and get a bond. Maybe take you a second. We're going to bond by us.
Oh, great. Well, if you need any help, just whistle.
Well, thank you, madam. Thank you.
Yes, isn't that great? Say, dear, do you have any family?
My wife will be coming around to look here tomorrow.
Oh, you mean there's a Mrs. William Duckbill Bagpipe Platypus the Fourth.
That's right, and she's a grand girl. Yeah. You're going to like her very, very much.
Yeah,
Bill, wonderful.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Grand Dobro, Dr. Bill, if you want to go over there, I'm ready to say
I am. You bet I am, Troll. What's well, let's go along now, shall we?
Yeah, Bill.
Good day, friend. Good day.
Good day.
We'll be along then.
Bye, sir.
Good day.
Oh, the ball. Whoa, thank you.
Good
we'll
day
just continue
there
playing ball, Dr. Bill.
Bye.
Okay,
we'll be along then. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, isn't he just Bill Wonderful?
Bill Wonderful is right. Say,
hey, how about Ball Wonderful?
Yeah, great. Come along. Put my boomerang down.
Oh, here, let me take your boomerang.
Easy.
Why?
Easy does it.
Why?
Don't want to go upside down, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, right.
It's very upsetting to go upside down.
Exactly,
lady.
I'm ready.
All right, let's get on back into it here now. Here you come, Lady Lane.
Great.
All right.
There we go, and up. There you
I
go.
Got it.
Good.
One more time. Get it in there, Lady Lane.
Hey, say, Mr. Anybody, let me tell you something.
What is it?
Didn't he look like a happy troll going off there?
Yeah, it's kind of nice
friend
to have friends, isn't it?
It sure is. Here's them all. Come on.
Oh, it's gone over here.
Oh.
Oh, say, now that I'm on over here, would you come over here? Maybe we could get on to the museum. You know, I'd like to look up a few things about baseball.
Certainly.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
One more catch.
One more catch.
One more catch again. One more again.
There we go. I'll take it in and you come along into the baseball room, okay?
Thank you. I'd like to look up about Babe Ruth.
Here we go. Into the baseball room.
So it looks as if there may be somebody new in the neighborhood of make-believe. A duck-bill platypus. Have you ever heard of that kind of an animal? Duckbill platypus, duckbill platypus, Dr. Bill, Dr. Bill, duckbill platypus, duckbill. Let's look at this little duck. You see, Dr. Bill had a duck's bill. Uh-huh. But he wasn't a duck. No, he had a duck's bill, but he wasn't a duck. Hi, ducklings. You have a duck's bill, don't you? But you're going to grow up to be a duck. Yes, you are.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McPhailey.
Here I am again. I'm here to take the ducks and chickens back, Mr. Rogers.
Well, there's somebody new in the neighborhood of make-believe.
There is. Well, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's a duck-bill platypus.
Duck-bill platypus.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of that? Busy day today. Busy day, Mr. Rogers. I think I'll just rush right off. I'll take the chickens back. duck-billed platypus, you say, is a Dr. Duck-billed platypus?
Yes, that's the one.
Well, he'll be doing some of Dr. Frog's work, I suppose, right?
That's right. He's come from Westwood.
Westwood, nice place, nice place. Well, I'll just take these back to the farmer, and good day, and thank you for helping me, Mr. Rogers.
Well, thank you for bringing them by, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. Come along, ducklings and chickens. Good day to you, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, ducklings and chickens. Bye-bye. Let's go inside. I think I have a little carving of a duck-billed platypus that somebody gave me a long time ago. Come on in, I'll check. It's in one of these drawers here. Here's my ball. Oh, they were playing ball well, weren't they? Yeah. I have so many things. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Come to the kitchen. We'll take a close look at it. See the duck bill? And the rest of it looks a little bit like a beaver. This is a wood carving of a duck bill platypus. A friend of mine brought this to me from Australia. That's where you can see the real animal. Isn't it funny when Dr. Bill was coming with the ball in his hand? And Lady Elaine just took it from him. Yeah. Robert Troll was doing very well with the ball. Up, down, up, down, up, and over. And away it went. Well, come along, Duck Bill Platypus. We'll keep you out. Wonder what Mrs. Duck Bill Platypus will look like. She'll probably look a little bit like the doctor, but she'll be different, too. Yeah, because ladies are different from men. Mm-hmm. Lady fish are different from men fish, too. There you go. I think I'll take my ball with me. There. About time for me to go myself. But we'll probably see more of Dr. Bill and Mrs. Duckbill Platypus tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. You're different from everybody else in the world, too. Sure you are. And I like you just exactly the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.